You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's 2007. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Megan Jones-Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The weather today is sunny with a high near 63. You're going to have west winds around 7 miles per hour. Tonight is going to be mostly clear with a low around 36. There'll be light and variable winds becoming northeast around 6 miles an hour after midnight. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 51. East winds around 8 miles an hour, and Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 37. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 57. And Wednesday night, a chance of showers. Be cloudy with a low around 51. Thursday, showers. The rain could be very heavy at times. The temperature will be high near 63, and a chance of precipitation is 80%. And a chance of showers Thursday night before midnight, and mostly cloudy after with a low around 47.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged today to have with us Maria Fio, who is a heart and vascular care coordinator, which we'll find out what that is in a little bit, and Amanda Forrester, who's a chronic disease coalition coordinator. Maria's having trouble with her microphone. It's going flying up and down here. Anyway, let's start with Maria, heart and vascular care coordinator. What is that?
Oh, boy. Okay. So basically, my role is to ensure that our inpatient populations, our cardiovascular inpatient populations, our outpatient populations, our community are directed and know about the heart and vascular services at Hunterdon.
Okay.
So I'm advocate, educator. I'm also a certified tobacco treatment specialist, and that's the reason that Amanda and I are here today, because we're going to talk about the Great American Smokeout. So it has become a big part of my job function, and also a sustainable grant that I have received and executed. So we're really proud of our tobacco cessation efforts at Hunterdon, and Amanda's been a big part of it with her role.
And Amanda, what are you...
What do I do?
Yeah, well, what is... Well, I know what a chronic disease is, but what does a coalition coordinator do?
So I oversee a coalition made up of different partners in Hunterdon and Mercer communities.
Okay.
So the partners are made up of hospitals, different hospitals, nonprofits, faith-based, pharmaceuticals, just different types of people coming together to fight certain battles regarding reducing the risk of chronic disease. So cancer is one of them. And lung cancer is huge here in Hunterdon County. And one of our initiatives as a coalition is to fight lung cancer and allow smoke-free venues.
Hi, everyone. This is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host at Hot in Hunterdon. And you were just listening to a rewind. And in some ways, I wish that were a live broadcast, because the temperatures were in the 60s. So I was kind of hoping for a 60-degree day today. So thanks for joining me. It's our first show of the new year, 2016. I certainly hope that it's a great year for everyone, and everyone is already off to a great start for the new year. I don't know how it got to be January 4th already, but apparently time marches on, to say the least. And hopefully we'll have a great year here at Hot in Hunterdon. And we're going to start our show off with a quote, like we always do. And this quote is from Neil Gammon. It says, "I hope that in this year to come, you make mistakes. Because if you are making mistakes, then you are making new things, trying new things, learning, living, pushing yourself, changing your world. You're doing things you've never done before. And more importantly, you're doing something." So I think that's a great quote for the new year, and a great quote for us here at Hot in Hunterdon, because we don't always know exactly how things are going to work out here on the radio or the internet when you're streaming. Things happen in the studio sometimes beyond the host control, but we always try our best here, and we always try to bring you some information that you may not know about, and to delve a little bit deeper and to try new things and talk about new things and open up the conversation, because we are one community, and the way that we can get to know each other is to explore some of our conversations and our thoughts and our ideas and our ideologies. And the best way to do that is just some frank and open discussion. And that's what we do here at Hot in Hunterdon. So I'm glad you're all with me. I'm going to do a few commercials. We'll get the weather on, and then we'll get started with our show.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon,
HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we're ready for our weather forecast. Now, I have to say, I do not have a coat with me today, and I am deeply regretting it because it definitely is very cold. It feels like winter out there, and I know it's January 4th, and that's how it's supposed to feel, but I was really feeling spoiled between the last week and a half, last 10 days, before we had this little bit of cold. It was great being outside and being able to work outside, get chores done outside, and to be out running, you know, in just a long sleeve shirt or even less than that. It was really, it really helped lift my mood. This time of year can be really difficult for a lot of people, myself included, and it seems like the cold or the snow or ice really makes it more difficult for me. So I just breathed that new air, that cool air that was the fog, all of it. I enjoyed it very much, and I'm sorry to see it go. I'm going to take a look at our weather to see if that's a temporary thing, if we have a little stay just for a few days with this cold air. But I did open up the weather here, and we have a hazardous weather outlook. And you know, I don't like those. I don't like to. The only rule we really have in the studio here is no S words, which is no snow and no sleet. But for some reason, we do have a hazardous weather outlook. So we're going to learn about this together. And it says the hazardous weather outlook is for northern New Jersey, northeast New Jersey, east central Pennsylvania, and southeast Pennsylvania. And it's for this afternoon and tonight. And it's because of a low wind chill values, which are below zero for tonight. And the next 2 days through seven, it looks like the chill value will continue into Tuesday morning. So I don't like reading that, but whenever there's red on my screen for the National Weather Forecast, I make sure that I read that for everyone, and I'm sorry to say that it is really cold. It's 24 degrees right now in Flemington, but it is sunny. However, it feels much colder. It feels like 11 degrees, and I don't like it. And it's sunny. I know some people would say, oh, I'd much rather have the sun and the cold air than that fog, but I was loving that fog for a lot of different reasons. I remember the one of my favorite books, which is Wuthering Heights with the Moors and Heathcliff walking along the fog. Have had many, many a dream about Heathcliff finding me in the moors in the fog. But in any event, the fog's lifted and we can expect sunny skies the rest of today with very, very cold air with a high of only 29. And again, it feels like 11. So please make sure that you do not do what I did and not have a coat, because it really is cold. You can feel it. Yesterday morning, it was 18 degrees when I went out for a run, but it was fine. The air didn't have that bite to it. We didn't have the wind. And I have to say, I had a sweatshirt on, a hooded sweatshirt, and I was fine. Unlike New Year's Day or New Year's Eve day when I was out running and the wind took my breath away, I actually had to stop a few times. I wasn't dressed properly, and it was really tough running conditions. But like anything else, the proper tools make a big difference. And for me, that's having the right gear when you're outside so that it's bearable. So what I want to do now is finish paying our bills here so I don't get in trouble. I know Laura, in case she's listening, want to make sure that we pay our bills here at Hot and Hunterdon. And we're always looking for new sponsors, so we're going to play a sponsor ad. And if you're interested, give a call to the Hunterdon County Chamber Office.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunter, and because it is so cold, I have to play a Bruce Springsteen song, which is Girls in Their Summer Clothes. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about our last show, share some new information, and I want to go over some home fire safety information with everyone this time of year, and people don't have heat, maybe setting up some hazardous conditions in the house, and I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. And then we have a few other topics to talk about today. So right now, let's enjoy a little Bruce Springsteen.
Speculator, made the money on the blood you shed. Your mama's pulled the sheets up off your bed. Profiteers on James Street sold your shoes and clothes. Ain't nobody talking, everybody knows. We pulled your sack of love back the garage and polished up the boot chrome. I just said if I could come home. Sister Mary sits with your colors. Brother John is drunk and gone. This old town's been rusted with sun and warm. They would march up over the hill. This old fool's parade. Shouting victory for the righteous. Dream of the silver fleece. Ain't nobody talking. We're just waiting on. Let's sit by here. We'll be right back.
just felt we needed a little song that had summer in the title. So that was Girls in Their Summer Clothes by Bruce Springsteen. And that is from his Magic CD or album or however you, or stream music, however you want to say the collection of that song, where it can be found. So you can just Google the Magic part of that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about fire safety, because we do see this time of year, it seems like certainly in the summer when there's fire hazards and warnings, we're very aware of the dangers of fire. But there's also dangers of fire in the home during this time of year. And last year, right before the holidays, we were able to have Tom Fitzgerald from Fitzgerald Architect Studios on. And we talked about how you can take some precautions with the Christmas lights and outdoor lights this time of year, and the importance of some of those fire safety checklists. So today I just wanted to once again go over this, because I spoke to a woman today who didn't have any heat. And with the cold temperatures that I read, how it feels cold today and how it'll be colder this evening and tomorrow, you know, people use different types of ancillary heating, and sometimes that can cause fire hazards. So there's two things. There's our fire hazards, and then there's our carbon monoxide poisoning, and they're both can be deadly. So let's take a moment to make sure if you have smoke detectors, that they're working. If you don't have any smoke detectors, perhaps you can install some. And just some basic things. There are actually 1,000 home fires in the United States a day. And there are some simple hazards you can do. One thing is to make sure that you don't keep the lighter in front of the fireplace or near an open fire. Same with matches. Make sure everything is disposed of. This time of year, people with their wood-burning stoves. Now, I have a wood-burning stove, and I worry about it every day, because it's, you know, it's a scary thing to have a contained fire. So you want to always make sure you do the precautions. You make sure that your chimney's clean or has been clean. They sell different things you can put through to clean your chimney if you don't have it done professionally. I know, I remember years ago, someone was taking the ashes, the live ashes, out of their wood-burning stove, and that caused a fire. So you really have to think things through with a clear head and think about all the possible dangers. Fire dangers, you know, really can be deadly. So make sure you have that smoke alarm and test it if you have it. Make sure you have a plan of escape with all the exits. I remember one year, one of my sister's husbands thought everyone should have to practice the smoke safety exit plans in the middle of the night. And if you're a guest in their home, you were not exempt. So that may be a little extreme, but it's good to make sure everyone knows how they would exit, where the different exits are. And the smoke alarms, really, they do save lives every day. And they were interviewing someone on the news of a fire this morning as I was getting ready. And the person whose fire was at their home today had mentioned how he had heard the smoke alarm and that alerted him to an issue, and everyone escaped that fire. So the smoke alarms are really important. If you don't have them, see if you can get them. And then, of course, electrical hazards on fires. So make sure that, you know, and even when you do take every possible precaution, things could still happen. So you don't want to leave anything to chance. Take the precautions. Check the lint in the dryer. Check the ducts out to the dryer, to the outside. Make sure that there's not a buildup that would be a fire hazard. Make sure if you have electrical work, it's done by a licensed electrician. It's properly inspected. Try to stay away from a lot of extension cords and plugs and those kind of things. And even just do a check if you keep things that are hazardous. I would say something like paint or rags, those kind of things, they can always cause a fire. So make sure everything is tightly closed, and you turn off the things that you're not using, unplug them. I like to unplug things. I know it's a little bit of a pain today with everything being electrical. You have to reset the clocks all the time. But I'd much rather unplug my toaster and have to set the time than worry about it being plugged in. So, you know, keep a clear head. Make sure you go through your house and check for fire hazards and check your smoke detectors and really just make sure that if something were to happen, as it can, even with every possible preventative measure that you can take, things still happen. So make sure you know how to get out. Make sure you know how to contact the fire department or 911. And don't go back into a burning building. And maybe we need another Bruce Springsteen song. I think he has one about burning buildings as well. Bruce Springsteen pretty much has a song for everything. So I want to just go over carbon monoxide poisoning because this is another concern of mine this time of year. So remember that you can have separate carbon monoxide alarms. And carbon monoxide actually is an invisible killer, they say, because it's an odorless and it's a colorless gas. So you can get carbon monoxide poisoning from fuels that do not burn completely. So that would be gasoline, wood, coal, even natural gas, propane, oil, and methane as well. So if you have any of those things in your house, please pay attention. Please check to see if you have a carbon monoxide alarm and it has a battery and it's working. And take care and precaution around this because you can certainly be poisoned by just a small amount of carbon monoxide, which is also CO. If you're a scientist over there listening, I believe that that is the correct scientific term there, CO poisoning. So there are about 80,000 non-fire carbon monoxide poisoning or potential incidents every year. So, and that's just since 2010. So it's really important if you're burning any of those fuels or use any of those gases in your home that you check out what some of the carbon monoxide preventative things are. Have a fire extinguisher also, and make sure that you have your detectors, carbon monoxide, and a smoke detector. Make sure that they're working. So we're going to do a commercial, and then we'll be back here at Hot and Hunterdon to talk a little bit more about the film industry in New Jersey.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, and we're back here at Hot and Hunter. And so I just wanted to go over just very quickly. I had a great guest on our last show of the year in 2015, and we were able to talk about the movie industry. And I got a lot of comments from people that they were completely unaware that New Jersey really began in the United States the history of movies, and it was not Hollywood. And that seems like a little bit of history that has really been lost to us here. So I wanted to thank everyone for their comments on that and to assure you that the history of movies in New Jersey was right here. And I hope that everyone, we're going to follow the bill that is pending regarding the incentives for filmmakers in New Jersey, because our guest on the show made a very good argument that this is an opportunity for of growth for revenue and jobs in New Jersey, and we do have such pretty scenery. But I was able to go on the website for the state of New Jersey, so that's www.state.nj.us. And on that, I was able to find a few more movies that are in production in New Jersey. So if anyone is interested in looking at what they're actually filming right now, we can find that on the state website. And there's some movies being filmed in Northwest New Jersey and Northeast New Jersey. So they have a film right now. If this website's up to date, it's a Department of State website, so I certainly hope it is, that are currently filming in New Jersey. We have a movie in Weehawken that was shot in November. And also looks like there was one in Hudson County, but it doesn't say which town. And then there looks like these are all November and December movies, and there doesn't seem to be much for 2016. There is a Ink Master Redemption movie. It doesn't say what the location is, but it just says that it's scheduled for January to April. And then there's about three or four more. One in Atlantic City, Boardwalk Boys in Blue. That's going to be filming in the spring in Atlantic City. And then it looks like there's another one in Cape May County in March from Creative Dispatch as the production company. And it looks like there might be one in Camden. So again, there are great locations for New Jersey to produce film and to have production. So I really do hope that everyone is able to learn or has learned a little bit more about this by listening to Hot and Hunterdon. And I had a great show with Michael, who is on with us on our last show of the year of 2015. So if you're interested in that, go on to the Rewind and you can listen to a whole lot more information about that. Right now, we have to take a news break. And then we'll be back. We're going to be talking about some changes in government this year in some of our towns here in New Jersey. And also, we are going to be talking about some of the food stamp changes. So I hope that you can stay with us. And right now, we're going to listen to the news. At least I want to listen to the news. There we go.
USA Radio News with Melody Marquette.
We're urging all sides to not further inflame tensions that are on quite a bit display in the region.
The White House is urging restraint in the escalating crisis between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
We do continue to be concerned about the need for both the Iranians and the Saudis to de-escalate the situation in the Middle East.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says that top U.S. diplomatic officials are relaying that message to both countries in a series of phone calls. Demonstrators are protesting the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. The cleric was one of nearly 50 people executed by Saudi Arabia. The leader of the militia is occupying a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon and is speaking out. Ammon Bundy says his group, the Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, wants to restore and defend the Constitution and protect private property. This is USA Radio News.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. and this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is challenging President Obama to come and take Texas's guns. National correspondent Joe Gomez reports.
President Obama is consulting with his Attorney General Loretta Lynch today about enacting gun control through executive action. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responded to Obama's plans with a challenge on Twitter. The first-term Republican governor tweeted, "Obama wants to impose more gun control. My response, come and take it," with a picture of the Gonzales flag attached to that, which is a symbol of Texas independence. Obama is expected to lay out his plans to reduce gun violence in a White House event tomorrow. I'm Joe Gomez.
Workers are returning today to the site of last month's terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California. The offices of the Inland Regional Center have been closed since two shooters opened fire on a holiday party on December 2nd, killing 14 people. IRC Executive Director Lavinia Johnson said the property remains fenced off and security guards are stationed at every entrance. She said counselors are on hand to deal with employees who are still in the healing process. This is USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I'm going to get the 2 for $5 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant-wich.
Oh, my.
You love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. And for more great deals, download the BK app. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says country music singer Craig Strickland has been found dead. Officials are confirming the body of the Backroad Anthem singer was found at Call Lake just northwest of Tulsa today. Strickland has been missing since he left for a duck hunting trip on December 26th. The body of his friend Chase Moreland was found on December 28th after their boat capsized during a winter storm. A Virginia veteran battling PTSD wants his registered service dog and puppy back after someone stole them overnight New Year's Eve. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
A night of celebration becomes a frantic search.
Well, I went to visit a friend of mine for New Year's, and I left right before 12. And when I got back in the morning, 9:15, 9:30, my dog was gone.
3-year-old Casey and her 6-month-old puppy, Leia, are nowhere to be found. Their owner, Marcus Taylor, says someone broke into his fenced-in yard and stole them.
The fence, it closes, it latches, and lock it closed, barricaded on both sides.
Taylor served 10 years in the military, retiring 2 years ago with an injury. Now battling post-traumatic stress disorder, he says Casey is his closest companion. I'm Tammy Rose.
A Texas barbecue restaurant is offering a discount to customers openly carrying firearms. Brooks Place announced the new 25% discount on their Facebook page after open carry became legal for CHL holders last Friday. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. I hope everyone got caught up on the news. I don't know if the news caught the giant news that was coming out of the NFL information, but here we are, and we wanted to talk about some of the changes in the form of government that are going on. So there's a lot of reorganization meetings that happened this year in all of our different local municipal governments. Phillipsburg and Warren County has a new mayor after Mayor Wyant for 16 years was the mayor. And so now there's new leadership, and they had their reorganization meeting yesterday. And so did some of the other towns. And I wanted to highlight one town, which was Millville. And they are actually thinking about changing their form of government. And I have a great book with the different forms of government in New Jersey. I think the League of Municipal Voters put the book out. And it talks all about the different types of government forms of government for the municipal government that can be made up. And it's all under the Faulkner Act, which tells how to separate mayor and power and members of the executive branch of the city. So Millville City is thinking about changing. I've been following this since November, and they're thinking about changing. They did a charter study commission to do different variations of the Faulkner Act and see which one should go to a vote for a referendum. And it's not unheard of for municipalities to change their form of government. It's not quite common, but it's certainly not unheard of. So I think we should follow that a little bit, because it's interesting to change the form of government. There's different things, like there's a mayor, a strong mayor, and then a council president. There are towns that whoever is elected with the most votes becomes mayor. So there's so many ways to govern our municipal government, and I'm not sure that we pay enough attention to that. So we're going to follow Millville and see what happens in Millville. In the meantime, I think that the holidays can be really difficult. We don't always get to be with the people that we want to be. So I think that we need a little song to remind us about being with people that are always on our minds.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. As I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine.
Oh, Okay, we're back here at Hot and Hunter, and we still have two topics left to cover. I always say our hour here in the studio goes faster than any other hour in the week, and that's true today as it is most other weeks. So I wanted to talk a little bit about an article you may have seen at the end of the year about food stamps. Now, just to remind everyone, the food stamp benefit, of course, is called the SNAP program. So if you see that, that's Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. And SNAP is what replaced the term for food stamps. And I guess a little bit about that is because they're not actually stamps anymore. There's a literal meaning to food stamps back in the day. Of course, now they're on EBT cards and there's not an actual stamp. So it's called the SNAP program. And it was just announced on December 30th or 31st that there's 11,000 New Jersey residents who have a waiver for a work requirement while they're receiving these food stamps or SNAP benefits. Now, you may recall some past shows we've done at Hot and Hunterdon talking about how there are so many more eligible residents in New Jersey that do not apply for the SNAP benefit, even though they qualify because of the amount of paperwork, the bureaucracy in obtaining a benefit. And a lot of people have a lot of pride and feel that getting something from the government, this is not what I think, this is what some people have told me, that they feel that there's always someone else who needs it more, or they feel that they would lose their pride, what little pride they have to hold on to, if they accept help. And that's, not something I know that people take lightly. But when you're eligible for a benefit and you need the benefit, I'd like to encourage people to apply for that benefit. And food stamps, certainly, or the SNAP benefit, are one of those benefits that help people who would otherwise be hungry. And, we've talked about in the past how many children in New Jersey are in poverty and how many adults. And it's staggering. And it's really terrible to see children who are hungry eat when they don't know that they'll have food again. And it's, I think, in our world here in Hunterdon, in New Jersey, and all over, we should be able to at least make sure people have food to eat and somewhere safe to sleep, roof over their head. Just the most basic of necessities are so critical. So right now, the administration, the governor's administration, according to a news release that was on CBS, that the state is ending this waiver for able-bodied adults without dependents. So that's typically like you could be on cash assistance, which would be known as a general assistance or a GA benefit. And in order to receive your SNAP program, the waiver for 20 hours a week of work will no longer be something that you can obtain. And we had the waiver here in New Jersey actually since 2009. And we had the waiver because it's so difficult in the economy for people to find employment. And remember, a lot of times people who haven't been working, it's harder and harder to find a job and to return to the economy with a viable position. So I don't know why the state feels they can't continue the waiver. I guess they think the economy has improved that much. However, once you have a waiver from the federal government, you're still getting a reimbursement for that. So we still have, in some parts of New Jersey, a 10% unemployment rate. And, past shows here at Hot and Hunterdon, we've talked about how that unemployment rate does not consider all of the factors that would really tell us how many people are not working, because the unemployment numbers, they only count the people that are receiving unemployment. So it's not a true number. It's an underestimate. So we know in some areas it's over 10%. So to me, the economy in 2009, 2016, it's not that different. So I don't know why we have to have this waiver change things, but the change actually takes effect on January 1st. So it's already in effect in these counties. Hunterdon, Morris, Passaic, Somerset, and Sussex. And on February 1st, the rest of the state is going to go into this. So I'd like to be able to track in the future how many of the individuals aren't able to meet the work requirement and end up ending their benefit. And again, we know there are so many more people that are eligible for a food stamp benefit, SNAP benefit, and they're not receiving it. So I want to be able to capture that and really track that and see how things are going. And the last thing I want to talk about before we have Ruth Ann Brown for Celebration Hour is something that started in 2016, and that is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce 100th anniversary. So the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce started in 1916. So 2016 makes it 100 years old, which is really amazing. So I know, knowing Chris and Laura here, the staff here, and their volunteers, I know that they're probably thinking something great for their 100th year anniversary. So we're going to have to stay tuned on that. But I know one thing that they have coming up, which is their annual meeting and dinner dance on February 26th. And that, you can still, the presenting sponsor has been sold out, but there are still tickets available and other sponsorships, including a supporting sponsor, cocktail hour sponsor. Now that sounds like a fun sponsorship, or a band sponsor. Now that sounded really, really good to me. So, I hope if you want more information on that, of course, you could call the chamber office here, but that is on February 26th. It is their annual meeting and dinner dance, and 2016 starts out their 100th anniversary. So exciting times over here for sure. And we have Ruth Ann Brown coming up for the next hour. So I hope you stay with us. We could get things to cooperate over here. Here we go.
There are times when a woman has to say what's on her mind, even though she knows how much it's gonna hurt.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll.
The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, I hope everyone enjoyed our show today at Hot and Hunterdon. Hope you're going to get ready for Ruth Ann Brown Celebration Hour. She has a guest, Linda Bullock, and she's going to be talking about her passion of compassion for helping people. So I hope you're able to listen to Ruth Ann Brown and her Celebration Hour. And I hope everyone has a very joyous new year. Thanks for staying with us here at Hot and Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melanie Marquette.
We're urging all sides to not further inflame tensions that are on quite vivid display in the region.
The White House is urging restraint in the escalating crisis between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
We do continue to be concerned about the need for both the Iranians and the Saudis to de-escalate the situation in the Middle East.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says that top U.S. diplomatic officials are relaying that message to both countries in a series of phone calls. Demonstrators are protesting the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. The cleric was one of nearly 50 people executed by Saudi Arabia. The leader of the militia that is occupying a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon is speaking out. Ammon Bundy says his group, the Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, wants to restore and defend the Constitution and protect private property. This is USA Radio News.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is challenging President Obama to come and take Texas's guns. National correspondent Joe Gomez reports.
President Obama is consulting with his Attorney General Loretta Lynch today about enacting gun control through executive action. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responded to Obama's plans with a challenge on Twitter. The first-term Republican governor tweeted, "Obama wants to impose more gun control. My response, come and take it," with a picture of the Gonzales flag attached to that, which is a symbol of Texas independence. Obama is expected to lay out his plans to reduce gun violence in a White House event tomorrow. I'm Joe Gomez.
Workers are returning today to the set of last month's terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California.
The
offices of the Inland Regional Center have been closed since two shooters opened fire on a holiday party on December 2nd, killing 14 people.